Scott, that's jwildfire.com. Final Days Report, episode 378. Is Elon Musk the main false prophet of the book of Revelation? We're going to dive deep into the evidence thereof and what to look for in the near future. Remember in Matthew 24, there will be many false prophets, but let's get into, I guess, a little bit different of a snapshot. This VCAST really parlays Final Days Report 377, the final beast kingdom, New World Order. Check out the X logo inverted is a Freemason logo. And then I'm showing a picture of Elon with his white sports coat, New Order of the Ages, obviously New World Order, Novus Ordo Seclorum, right? They're telling you. With Trump's victory, the phoenix rising from the ashes, MAGA is the fifth and highest position of the Church of Satan. Elon said he is dark MAGA. You can't make this stuff up. I am gothic dark MAGA. And we're just going to go into a bunch of different characteristics of the false prophet. And then how does this pertain to Elon Musk? Now, of course, Donald Trump's mansion has a robot dog patrolling it. And if you think the assassination attempts were real, go to sjwildfire.com. Final Days Report, episode 359, Betrayed with a Kiss, this ritual sacrifice. Will USA be sacrificed? They're laughing at us. You have the left that is dark and satanic, pushing defiling your kids on so many different fronts, being exposed. And then you have false light. Right? Lucifer. Satan is dark. Lucifer comes and acts and masquerades as false light. It's right in front of your face. It's the wings of the same bird. Hegelian dialectic. Problem, reaction, solution. They want to move us into this AI governance, ID 2020 robotic future. You can see it, my friends. It's almost laughable. All right, so let's get into some characteristics where Elon just might be the false prophet of the book of Revelation. Just a characteristic. The false prophet creates religious deception. And I've always thought this would be maybe the Pope, some sort of religious figure with coexist. And when I was writing and researching this podcast, it reminded me of how they were putting AI in religious facilities, churches, synagogues. I'm talking all religions. They put AI preachers years ago. I'm talking 3 years ago when I first started this ministry. So my radar was up on this AI God a long, long time ago. But let's read about Elon. Elon's pursuit of a futurist, transhumanist, technocrat ideology, including such concepts as artificial intelligence and body-brain augmentation with computers, really what this does is this creates a new god. It creates this AI god. One of Musk's company, Neuralink, partners with OpenAI and probably also his AI company. So he warns about AI as summoning a demon, but then all of a sudden, he's pushing this agenda forward. I mean, it's creepy. We're going to show a video of him promoting his robot company that will take everybody's jobs. I'm going to show a bunch of headlines. Could Elon Musk shape Trump's AI future? In our ministry's point of view, Elon is put in place for this role. All these companies, he's positioned as this mega genius, the scientist. Look at the history of Google. Look at the history of Facebook. Look at the history of Amazon, my friends. It's propped up. This beast system is propped up. Unbelievable. Could Elon Musk shape Trump's AI future? There's a petition that calls for his role. So there's this false religion of scientism, if that's even a word. You can see it, my friends. We did Final Days Report episode 290, Digital Immortality, AI Rapture. That's what they're going to do. They're going to say you can live forever. Don't fall for it at all, my friends. Now, the Antichrist obviously is going to have power, but the false prophet has a ton of power as well. He is going to deceive people to take the mark of the beast. We'll get into scripture later. But let's read Revelation 13:11. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. Now, the similes like a lamb and metaphor spake as a dragon highlights the contrast between appearance and reality, reinforcing the theme of deception. The deception is so great. We're going to get into the Elon deception. He tickles your ears. And many Christians agree with him. Now, the horns in biblical symbolism, power and authority. Horns often symbolize strength and authority. For example, in Daniel 7:24, horns represent kings or kingdoms. There's a deceptive appearance, however. The phrase two horns like a lamb suggests a guise of innocence and gentleness. Lambs are typically associated with purity and harmlessness. Christians. But the beast spake as a dragon, indicating a sinister nature behind a benign exterior, right? Elon is, hey, he's a little autistic. He's a little bit on the spectrum. But check out how powerful they're making Elon. This is why I did this VCast. Here's, I think this is from Axios. Behind the curtain, the most powerful unelected man ever. Picture of Elon Musk, for those of you listening on a podcast service. The Economist, right? Owned by the Rothschilds, which supposedly own the Federal Reserve Bank, part owners of it. What would Elon Musk do in government? And it gets even more creepy with this power play of Elon. I mean, this guy is being set up for power. Trump announces Musk will lead newly created Department of Government Efficiency. Why? Well, I'll tell you why. Musk is going to bring in an AI government. That is the plan. ID 2020. Efficiency. AI efficiency. You can see the playbook, my friends. Here's another one. Will Donald Trump's Truth Social merge with Elon Musk X? Rumor swirl. Really? And we've talked about X. His goal for X is to have half of all transactions go through X. And he wants to replicate China's WeChat, which has the social credit score. Can't do anything, can't say anything. You can see this coming, my friends. Now, here's where his power is over the top as well. Trump put Musk on the phone with Zelensky during call. Why? Right? Zelensky, the president of the Ukraine? Give me a break. You mean to tell me that the U.S. government doesn't have satellites to help out Zelensky? That we have to use Elon's satellites? That is an indicator this guy is the false prophet. From TechStape, will Elon Musk fire a third of the U.S. government? I heard him say, hey, you know, we'll give all these people that work in the government a pension or give them their walking papers, give them severance pay. Why? It's a stage. It's a plan. It's a playbook. It's funny with the robot dog at Mar-a-Lago. All these so-called truthers are saying, well, he can't trust the Secret Service. That whole thing was a ruse. The assassination, in our ministry's humble point of view. Ear sure healed up quick. Blood all over my hand. No blood on the hand. Get my shoes. I mean, was there death? They're false flags. There is death. Don't get me wrong. All right. The false prophet will perform great wonders. Great wonders. And he doeth great wonders so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of man. What did Elon just do with his rockets? Landed them, which looked fake as all get out, in my humble point of view. He put a Tesla car up in space. Again, looks super fake if you have eyes to see. Musk's work with SpaceX involves launching rockets and satellites into space, which could be used one day to bring fire down from the heavens. Positioned as a miracle worker with Tesla in space and landing rockets. Again, this looks so fake, but probably 95% of people think that this is real. Don't be deceived, my friends. Let's continue on Elon's power with space. I think it's going to really be highlighting this whole UFO space deception, but just some headlines. Trump 2.0 could put a rocket under SpaceX and the U.S. space industry. NASA chief claims that Elon Musk has been in regular contact with Putin. Oh, no. MAGA goes to Mars. Another headline. Could the Trump-Musk bromance force a NASA pivot to Mars? Now, I am going to do a podcast. The next podcast I'm going to do is about Space Force. They did a ceremony. Check out the all-seeing eye that NASA is holding up. And also, I did some research. I always knew this. I heard a couple podcasts on the satanic beginnings of NASA. This is from the Telegraph. Search the Telegraph in this headline: sex, rocket science, and Satanism. Meet NASA's real hidden figures. They're Satanists, my friends. Of course, Elon's going to be tied up with this. Look at Elon's history, Baphomet boy, with his former girlfriend or wife, Grimes, and his mother. It's creepy. It's occultism. Trump promises to launch Space National Guard if elected with this all-seeing eye. That's the beast system happening right before your eyes, my friends. All right. The false prophet will promote Satan and obviously the Antichrist. Check out Baphomet boy with his Halloween costume with the upside down cross. And this was his profile pic on his Twitter profile forever. They have to tell you who they are. You're falling for this nonsense? All right. Continuing, they're demon possessed. This picture where Elon, where he mentioned I'm dark MAGA, and in another one, he said he's dark MAGA and gothic MAGA, all in black, shaking Trump's hand, is the most demonic looking picture I've ever seen in my life. From the book of Revelation, and I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, that's Satan, and out of the mouth of the beast, that's the Antichrist, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. Again, MAGA, highest position of the Church of Satan. I need to tell you who they are, my friends. Now, here's one that I was thinking about. Again, I always thought the false prophet would be somebody who would be like coexist, but now we have this AI religion. Type in AI religion, AI God. They're positioning AI as a God. And if you know, if you follow this ministry, we've talked about how quantum computers, They're working on having quantum computers run off of human brain cells, but the inventor of quantum computers said that they speak to other dimensions. I mean, it is beyond creepy. It is a fallen angel technology in our ministry's humble point of view. But when you really look at the Greek of blasphemy, it primarily refers to speech that is irreverent or disrespectful towards God, right? That's what we all think of, his nature and his works. Blasphemy against God. So what's the ultimate blasphemy against God? It's blaspheming the Holy Ghost. And you need to think about this with mind controlism nanotech in you that goes across the blood-brain barrier that hooks up to 5G, which we think is the fake Holy Ghost, the fake Trinity. And this optogenetics mind controlism system, the blue lights that they're putting everywhere, when ultimately this Mark of the Beast system is turned on 100% and people worship the image, you will have had the ultimate blaspheming of the Holy Ghost. And you need to think about Neuralink. You need to think about this Mark of the Beast system, this transaction system that is being implemented by Elon and his cronies. Defiling the temple of God that is you, according to the New Testament. Defiling your DNA. This is a seed war, as we've always talked about from Genesis and Daniel 2. Seeds of men will not cleave. Lucifer, Satan, wants to destroy your DNA. He wants to hook you up to the hive mind with his wireless body area network, with optogenetics. So that's the ultimate blasphemy against God, if you're mind controlled and you can't choose to actually worship Jesus Christ. And search poison poke within sjwellfire.com. So is he blaspheming God and God's works with Neuralink? And again, he said, and I quote, we can, with mRNA technology, we can turn you into a butterfly. And he also, I think the chip part of Neuralink, a big mega chip, is a deception. Because he said we could actually use non-invasive surgery. And I've covered some people that are crippled that actually shot themselves with nanotech that rewired the brain. They're so far advanced from what they're telling us. But this I thought was interesting. Russ replied, thank you for the blessing. This is Elon Musk. But I'm okay with going to hell if that is indeed my destination, since the vast majority of all humans ever born will be there. Musk, who recently moved the headquarters of Tesla from the progressive-dominated Silicon Valley in California to the Republican-majority state of Texas, has increasingly become the darling of many American conservatives and evangelicals in particular. That is sad, my friends. Have eyes to see. Do you have eyes to see what is happening behind you? Now, the Antichrist and the false prophet, they will enslave people by control and oppression. So this is the long chapter. This is the classic if you're not a Christian. But let's read Revelation 13, verses 14 through 17. And he deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which had power to do so in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast. This is the Antichrist, which had the wound by a sword and did live. And he had the power to give life unto the image of the beast. So I've talked about the dream that I had where the Antichrist was hit what I think was a major caliber bullet or the spear of destiny in his upper shoulder. And all of a sudden, my dream, and he was taken out, and he was speaking in front of these Greek columns on a podium, and then all of a sudden, world went into chaos. They ended up putting his head on this mega computer. This is a dream in 2008, and he ended up showing up as a hologram. People went in, started worshiping, flashed a light into this booth, and came out as mind-controlled zombies. Christians were on the run. And he had power. This is the false prophet, and he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. This is talking about the false prophet who could give power to the image of the beast. The false prophet could, that's involved in all this AI technology. And this is talking about the false prophet as well. And he, the false prophet, causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads. The false prophet does this, my friends. And that no man might buy or sell save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Man, this is the false prophet, my friends. Who has the technology to do this? Well, we've covered X, the B system for the right. And I played this the last VCast, but let's play it again, where he is building this system, X, changing a brand, Twitter, that is had amazing brand equity. Think of all the impressions of the Twitter logo on all the websites. And all of a sudden they change it to X. That is brand suicide, my friends. This is a plan. He doesn't care. He wants half the world to use his financial system.
Essentially, if done right, the X would be would serve people's financial needs to such a degree that over time it would become, I don't know, maybe half of the global financial system.
Wow.
Or some big number. Okay. I'm not sure what the number is, but pretty big. So it would be by far the biggest sort of financial institution, but like I said, not really in the way that people are used to thinking about banks. Mm-hmm. Just the most efficient database for the thing that is money. Like I said, like, you know, least amount of fraud. Everything's real time, and if it involves money in any way, it can be dealt with seamlessly on one location.
I mean, let's read just another scripture that backs up the false prophet will get people to take the mark of the beast. And the beast was taken, that's the Antichrist, and with him, the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, before the Antichrist, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast and them that worshipped his image. It's right in front of you, my friends. It is right in front of you. All right. Is Elon Musk the false prophet? Future signs to look for. Because I'm not saying thus says the Lord. I'm just saying watch. Be wise. Wise as a serpent, gentle as a dove. And at the end of the day, I put this headline up. Dark MAGA businesses are involved with enslaving you. Every one of them. They're enslavement traps. Starlink, You won't be able to go anywhere without being watched. I mean, come on. He's on the phone with Zelensky. Really? The military doesn't have satellites that can help Zelensky out? Not buying it, my friends. But let's read Revelation 13, 12. And he exercises all power of the first beast before him and causes the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. Now, the dream that I had again, the Antichrist speaking on a podium, hit with the spear of destiny or a huge caliber, it was slow motion. And they put his head on this big, huge white computer in this very sterile white room. I didn't know what a quantum computer was in 2008, but it's just this huge computer system. They showed up as a hologram. And how does this fit scripture? It was like a fake resurrection. Then he showed up, like I said, as a hologram. Everything is an inversion. But let's read how this fits scripture. The beast that thou sawest was, so he existed, speaking at the podium, and is not dead, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit and go into perdition. And they that dwell on the earth shall wonder, whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they behold the beast, the Antichrist, that was, so he was speaking, then he's dead, is not, and yet is. I mean, good, and they're running quantum computers. There are a bunch of articles, you can search for them, where they're running computers off of brain cells. This is that AI rapture deception. You can live forever. But let's continue. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon, that's Satan, gave him his power, this is the Antichrist, and his seat and great authority. And I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed. And all the world wondered after the beast. Wounded to death. Brought back with this synthetic body, probably, and this nanotech. Wild time to be alive, my friends. And again, going back to Daniel 2, where they're defiling the temple of God that is you, iron mixed with clay. You're made of clay. Look at clay and first use of it. Clay is about you. It's a seed war. Mingled themselves with women, the Nephilim, these fallen ones. All right, the Antichrist, this is more about the Antichrist, but the false prophet is very much tied to the Antichrist. So I just thought this was interesting. Daniel 7:25, and he, the Antichrist, shall speak great words against the Most High and shall wear out the saints of the Most High. Those are Christians. Personally, I'm a post-trib guy. I don't think you're getting raptured out of here. You can go to SJ Wellfire and search how to read the book of Revelation. And shall wear out the saints, Christians, of the Most High, and think to change times and laws, and they shall be given into his hand until a time and times and dividing of time. So 3.5 years. And I was just thinking about this. I know there's a lot of different points of view of this. Some people think it's already happened. But let's say that this is the future. How do you defile time? Well, it's this digital immortality. It's living in Meta. It's this AI rapture, because man is an appointed time to die. Hebrews 9:27, as it is appointed unto man once to die, but after this, the judgment. So they're trying to defile time. God's law of don't mingle the seeds in Deuteronomy. They're messing with the genetic code, as the days of Noah, right? Things were defiled, giants in the earth, strange hybrids. Time we're living in, my friends. Now, I was actually writing this and researching this. Could Elon be the false prophet? And I had the strangest dream. This is an end of days news ministry. The only reason why I'm doing this is I'd have dreams that'd come true. And I'm talking right after I became a Christian. So the Lord speaks to me through dreams. And I saw within this dream, I was on this porch, about 10 robots coming. And some of them were part human, part robots, and others were just pure robots, like I'm going to play from Elon. They were raiding the home I was at, and they walked kind of by me, and I jumped into this huge pile of snow trying not to be detected. And they were walking around, and all of a sudden one walks upright in front of me, puts his head down and says, "We see you. Step up." So I stepped up. And then the leader, which was more of a human slash part human, part robot, was there. And he started talking. He was the leader. And he basically, I told him, I spoke first. I said, "I'm not trying to kill you." That's what I said to the robot. And the robot said, "Oh, but I'm trying to kill you." Now, if you listen to Elon, when he's talking about his robot company as part of Tesla, he said, "Hey, everybody can buy them. If we get it up to scale, it'll be $20,000 to $30,000. You know, they can mow your lawn and do certain things. This is a nightmare because we just showed that dog at Trump's place. They're probably going to say, look, we need to do war and we don't want to kill, you know, our sons and daughters. So we're going to bring in these robots for war. It's where this thing is headed, my friends. It is creepy. Everybody's cheering Elon and it's like, yeah, we can have a robot. This is a job creation suck. And this fits the universal basic income. This fits the beast system. Do you have eyes to see, my friends? This is a warning. And part of me with the fourth seal, the beast of the earth, animals that have gone crazy with what they're dumping on us and the 5G frequency turning on us. I think that's a major possibility. GMO humans that are no longer humans could be considered beast of this, the earth, this mind-controlled optogenetics, Operation Crimson Mist, search that on SJ Wildfire. And then could be the beast of the earth also be robots that hunt you down. But the fourth seal, and I looked and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was death, and hell followed with him. And power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth to kill with the sword and with hunger and with death and with the beasts of the earth. Because when Noah got off the ark, God put a fear in animals to fear man. And you're slowly seeing animals lose the fear of man. I'm convinced they're jacking with the animals. But let's play Elon, who's going to take all of your jobs. Let's play him announcing these Tesla robots. And personally, I wouldn't doubt if they have these things already perfected.
And we've made a lot of progress. You're really going to have something spectacular, something that anyone could own. At scale, you know, this would cost something like, I don't know, $20,000, $30,000. Probably less than a car is my prediction long term.
Let's summarize Baphomet boy. Super powerful. They're positioning him as the most powerful person in the world. His businesses will enslave you. He's all of a sudden going to be part of government efficiency, slashing a third of the jobs. He's going to bring in an AI governance system. This is the plan. Trump is an actor. He was persecuted by design. We've covered the headlines where they're making him look Christ-like. We've played the video from the former Zionist that appears to have turned Christian about Operation Warp Speed and what it does to you. What say you in the comments? I might play a Noah Harari video at the end of this because there'll be many false prophets, but keep your eye on Elon. There's some things that need to happen, but don't fall for a false light. God bless you. And thank you for your support.